Let's now talk to a man who manages Highclere Thoroughbred Racing, all of their syndicates, but the syndicate in particular this year that has got every reason to be having parties before we even get to Epsom is the Pocahontas Syndicate, because they own both Vow, who obviously is very well fancied for the Investec Oaks, and Bonfire, who's second favourite for the Investec Derby. That's buying a lottery ticket and picking up your winnings.
2 weeks running. it's unbelievable. You know, you put these syndicates together, and the great dream, like any, you know, syndicate company or racehorse owner, is to have a horse good enough to maybe, you know, run in one of these great races. To have two second favourites in one syndicate, which is also typically one of our cheaper syndicates, is just fantastic.
And give us an idea of the sort of people. How many are in it? Is it 25, is it?
20.
And who are some of the individuals in that syndicate?
Well, we've got some of the team here today. We've got a wide variety of interests, businessmen and retired army doctor, farmers, retired and otherwise. I mean, literally, that's what syndicates are all about. It's a great spread of owners. Some, it's virtually their first involvement in racing. Others have horses in their own right. So, you know, you've got Madeline Lloyd Webber, who bought a share for her mother, and ends up now sort of thinking, gosh, it's mummy versus me in the Oaks. You know, it's a great story. But that's what it's all about, and it's thrilling to you know, that we're here with a chance.
Would be vaguely entertaining if Val comes up to beat the fugue on the line and Madeline has to explain to her husband why her mother is standing in the winner's enclosure and he's not. the other aspect that is fascinating, and for those that have been involved in horses, you know, from birthright through, i.e. the breeders, the breeding side of it for Highclere this year is you have an interest all over the place.
It's extraordinary, really. My sister Carolyn, who runs Highclere Stud and owns Highclere Stud with John, they're consigners and breeders, and they consign for other people, and obviously they've got their own stock as well. And this is the most, well, last 2 years ago, the group of yearlings that they sent to the sales was quite extraordinary, because out of that group, sharing a paddock, were Camelot, Bonfire, Minimize Risk, and Power. So, you know, you've got this extraordinary group, and sort of a couple of paddocks away, you have Vow. Amazing, really. And you know, to think that hopefully, if everyone gets there in one piece, Bonfire and Camelot, you know, they'll be meeting one another since they were in the side-by-side boxes at the yearling sales.
So you sort of wonder whether they might recognise each other.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
They might. You never know. In terms of Bonfire's chances, we talked to Andrew earlier and Nick talked to Jimmy. I mean, in many ways, the pressure was really strong at York for the Dante. That having gone well, in a sense, what will happen. But are you happy with him as a horse and the progress that he has been making?
Very much so. It was, as Andrew said earlier, you know, we all sat down in the spring and had a powwow on it, and you know, I think it was the right move. I mean, ideally we wanted to run in the Dante. I think that was very much the first choice, but it was only 2 weeks before the Derby, so we had to come back a week and thought actually going left-handed in the D was a very good option. And as you know, we had to sort of change plans. And meanwhile, your brother's been sort of sending the horse off to have eventing lessons. And I'm not sure how many potential Derby runners next Monday, will be doing his dressage versus doing his last piece of work. But that's the sort of horse he is. Dan Jostin, as you know, who rides him, after the first session of riding him, said, my sister was there, and Andrew got off and just said, this horse is extraordinary. He's the most intelligent horse I've ever ridden. So at least there's a second career if Saturday doesn't go well.
Badminton's worth quite a lot of money these days, actually. You never know. You might enjoy it. Whole new syndicate. Syndicates, they're worth fortune, eventers. As far as Vow is concerned, the Oaks, I mean, she has every right to be right up there at the top of the market, which indeed she is, and you go there with a great hope.
Yeah, she's an amazing filly. William has always loved her, as has Maureen, who elected to ride her when she came into the yard, and with Dancing Rain being the last one that she did that for. We couldn't run her last year because she was just too immature. She looked mature enough body-wise, but just joint-wise, William kept calling up and said, no, we're just going to back off. And he knows the family so well. You know, his father bred Beaten Up and Harris Tweed and this filly Vow. His father said to me before she ran at Newburgh, he said, I'll tell you what's fair. He said, I'll buy filly back. He said, at same price you paid. You can't say fairer than that. And he didn't. He sent her to the sale. My sister, I think, begged him not to send the filly to the sales because she liked her so much and had seen and been around her. And he said, no, she bit me, and that's that. So Brian is, of course, he's thrilled that you know, we sent her to William, and his daughter, Claire, William's sister, is a share owner. So there's, in both sort of, you know, in that syndicate, there's a lot of happy family stuff going on.
And going back to the syndicates, you obviously had the mass of the Royal Ascot Racing Club enjoy Derby success here with Motivator. How do you manage the numbers of people? I mean, 20, I suppose, is a bit more manageable because you had, I can't remember how many was it in Motivator? 200 and something, yeah, 230. So 20 is more manageable. But managing expectations as well, or do you just let everyone get as excited as they can because you get excited?
I think let it rip. I mean, this is what it's all about. And I, as you know, I'm a big optimist. And that's the way, you know, I enjoy being. I mean, certainly some of the share owners are huge optimists and others less so. But we like our owners to do their own thing. And what's so lovely is that when you do get a good horse or horses in a syndicate like this, people get to know one another even better. And new friendships are formed, and it's the best part of the job. It really is the best part of the job. You know, I have to say that right now it's as good as it gets.
It is. It's fantastic, and very good luck to you. What an exciting time it is now. And between now and Oaks and Derby Day, we just keep our fingers crossed that both those horses get their fit and sound. They have great chances, Bonfire and Vow, and well done to the Pocahontas team.